Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.
Older and wiser with age-friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Jack from Age UK Isle of Wight is here for our Older and Wiser segment. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we are wonderful. We've just been waxing lyrical about all these amazing female artists we've just been playing on the show.
We have.
You were probably rocking out there to a bit of Jennifer Rush.
How can you not, really?
One of your favourites, I think, Jack.
Yeah, it was definitely
I think a gentle sway rather than a rocking out.
I'm trying to give the impression of to everyone at home of what Jack's like.
Yeah, it's definitely one that's on my playlist. Definitely.
He loves his 80s.
Absolutely.
Oh, Jack, so you've got a really exciting project happening at the minute with the Isle of Wight College, an intergenerational project. Tell us all about it.
Yes, so the project's called the We Tomorrow Project, and it's a project that's working with lots of different countries, including places like France, Poland, the Netherlands, so all from across Europe. And the Isle of Wight College are the representative of the UK.
Yeah.
And the basic premise of the project is we're going to go in and work with some older people. We're going to get a photo from their past and we're going to turn it into an augmented reality piece of software which explores the photo itself.
So what does it mean?
So, good question.
I can see John looking at me going...
That's all right. So basically what the photo is going to do is they're going to using sort of digital technology, they're going to make it an active photo, so you can look at it, touch bits of it, and information will come out. So say it's a photo of someone perhaps at the first ever Isle of Wight Festival. You'd be able to interact with the photo by pressing on different parts of it. It'll give you information on perhaps what acts were there, what was going on at that time in sort of history, and all sorts of things like that. So it would actually make an interactive way for people to look at a stationary object.
And a little light just came on in my head then. I understood, I think.
Did you get the ding moment?
I did get the ding moment. Thank you.
I love that. Okay, so it's really special then for each individual. So you're kind of elaborating on their picture and their world.
Absolutely. So it would also mean that someone, perhaps a family member that wasn't around at the time, the first Isle of Wight Festival, we'll use that as the example, could go in, see what it was all about, see perhaps their grandparents there as a 20-year-old, see what acts were performing, see what was going on in current affairs.
Play a few videos.
Play some linked videos of the acts actually performing, and also find out what was going on in their family's life at that time. So it would be a piece of a piece of sort of technology that would remain for as long as it was wanted.
So it's like a portal.
Interactive scrapbook.
Yeah, almost an interactive scrapbook.
I like
that's
that
probably
name.
The best way. I think they're calling it an artifact. A digital artifact. But yeah, basically it's digitalising the photo so it becomes really interactive and someone can pick it up and go with it.
Oh, that sounds like fun, actually.
Yeah, it does. So who have you selected and how have you selected your participants?
So we're going to be working with our Active Mind social group from Newport. So a lot of these people might have problems with their memory, things like dementia as well. So basically it's going to be really good because we'll be able to access using photos, which is a really good way to try and access people's memories that have dementia, working with sort of the emotional memory of what that photo meant to them, exploring the time, what was going on, what were they doing there, and hopefully providing a piece of or an artifact that they can then go back and look at and enjoy themselves.
So you could actually have a virtual scrapbook. You could flip it over to a different photograph and have different experiences with a different photograph.
Absolutely.
All connected to one person.
Yeah.
I've had to do that for my kids.
Yes.
So they actually say it's a good idea for someone that perhaps is, I don't know, of what age, but before they get older, to create a scrapbook of their life.
Yeah.
So their family members can pick it up with them. And if they ever did get something like dementia, that's almost something to go to straight away to start discussing those memories and emotions that people
what
can still tap into.
Idea.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And as you said, so with dementia, you'll be losing parts of that key memory.
Absolutely.
And you're keeping it for generations to come, aren't you?
Yeah.
So and in the digital world nowadays,
people might not be able to pass down their own memories, but if they're there already created, it's something that's already ready to go. And it's also a nice thing for the students to be able to do as well, because they're perhaps working with a group that they'd never probably engage with outside of this, and looking at their lives and looking at how things have probably changed over time. So it's going to be quite interesting to see how they get on.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the group, the Isle of Wight College group, in a second. We're going to have some music and some ads. We've got Sam Smith and Normani with Dancing with a Stranger, then some Suzanne Vega, Tom's Diner. This is such an interesting project.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. And this is the Wednesday afternoon show on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online. That was Suzanne Vega with Tom's Diner. Whatever happened to Suzanne, John?
Oh, she's still about. She's still going strong.
Yeah?
Still performing, yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of like the disco version, that, wasn't it?
I love that one.
Yeah. I like the original one.
It's a classic.
A bit more acoustic-y.
Oh, maybe we're too young to know that, Jack.
You probably are too young to know that, that's true. No, she's still going strong. She's great.
No, brilliant. Because, yes, you were going to go to a concert.
I was going to see it at the Minac Theatre, but it's the only concert of the year that got cancelled because it was pouring down with rain.
Oh, that's really sad.
Yeah, never mind. Another time.
Yeah, next time. Right, Jack, so you've got this fantastic project, We Tomorrow.
We do indeed.
Tell us about the youth participation then, because this is wonderful intergenerational, you know, people from the college learning about people they may not come across in their lives.
Exactly. So it's highly unlikely, realistically, that this group, other than volunteering, will probably ever meet in any sort of situation. So we've got 10 students from the college taking part. They're split into two different groups. So half of them are going to work with our older people at the Active Minds group, and the other half are going to go, I think, into a care home setting. So it's going to be slightly different. So they'll be working with sort of different demographic of people. But yeah, as you say, I think they're going to get a lot out of it, because they're going to be working with people who, first of all, they might not know anything about their sort of era or history. You may bear in mind that not all of these might have sort of grandparents or great-grandparents or know lots of older people, so that's going to be a big change. And obviously working with people that have dementia as well. If you've not experienced it, it can come as quite a shock, and I think it'll be a bit of an eye-opener for some of the students, but hopefully they get something out of it.
Yeah, it's kind of, they're going to be having to grow up quite a lot, aren't they?
Absolutely. I think it's something that once you sort of understand it, it's not as bad, but at the start it can be quite a shock to people. I think so we actually went into the college and did a bit of a preparation lesson. I just explained a little bit about the conditions that you can sort of have with dementia, some of the different more common types, and just some of the things to look out for and to expect, just so they weren't so overawed on the day. But they strike us quite a sort of grown-up group, and I don't think we're going to have any problems. I think they're going to get on, be professional, and put something really good together.
Yeah, it's a really, really good learning curve. It's that hands-on, practical, finding out about history. So what I find quite sad is the prospect that, you know, we celebrate the end of the World War One and World War Two. We've got Armistice Day. We've only got a handful of veterans left, haven't we? And we desperately need to record this information from people who are actually there. You know, you can read about it in the curriculum in a book, you know, GCSE or history at school, we're all taught about the Nazis. But I think for it to really hit home and educate you fully is to hear it spoken from an Auschwitz survivor or from a Spitfire bomber.
I think the best way to learn is to go out and do, and go out and speak with people who have been through the situation you're trying to learn about. And so engage with a group that's completely different and is going to have different way of life, most likely have lived completely differently to you, really, growing up in a different generation where things weren't as readily available, where opportunities might not have been so easy to come by. I think it'll be really interesting, and I think also that you're likely to maybe see some of them really come out positively from it and maybe want to go and engage again, which could be quite nice.
That'd be good.
Yeah. What a phenomenal educational tool. So how did, do you know this, how did Age UK or Isle of Wight College get involved with this massive global project?
That's a really good question. So the original funding came from a sort of European organisation that put this all together. They looked for partners across Europe in different schools. So the Isle of Wight College went for that part. It's great for the students' coursework as well to be able to produce something like this.
Yeah.
That will set them apart from people they'll be competing for university and job prospects for. So it's a good opportunity for them. They then approached Age UK because they thought, you know, the memory groups would be a really good thing when we were talking about dementia prior to the break. Going out with these photos and making them augmented, it would be an ideal sort of target demographic. So there was a couple of original meetings. We all decided we thought it was a good idea. And it's come around really quickly, actually. It really has been about a month start to finish where we've decided, yep, we're going to do this.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it's going on next Monday. So, yeah, really exciting time.
Presumably the participants' families will get a sort of a copy of the final product.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So they're all going to be hosted online people can access them and go into them. So, yeah, they'll be able to keep these artefacts afterwards, which will be really nice for them as well, I think.
Do you know, will the archive be hosted online for the public? Could we go and access this project?
Some selected ones will be. So I think from each of the areas, they highlight three that they want to use as sort of best practice. They'll be going, I think they create them in the Polish institution out of all of them. I think they have the digital lab that puts it all together, and then they'll host it online. And then there's a winner overall from all the different countries. So hopefully it could be one from the Isle of Wight College.
Fly the flag, the Isle of Wight flag.
Mm, absolutely. And, you've got some really talented young people there, and hopefully they'll be one of the places that gets at least in, the top three. So, but even if not, what a good opportunity and something completely different to the usual sort of timetable of school and college day.
And I think that's the way education needs to go, doesn't it? You need to get out of the classroom, stop the testing, the relentless testing and the relentless, 4 or 5 hour exams. People all learn differently, but absolutely. What you're talking about is fully practical, but in the community as well. So you're not just educating yourself, you're giving back.
I think so. And like you say, people are all different. So some people will thrive in that exam setting, whereas others, when you go and give them the tools to get something done, they'll put together an amazing piece of work. I'm really looking forward to seeing the sort of final products and see what people come out with, because I think there's going to be some really interesting photos.
So this is a fixed time project, presumably, is it?
Yes, so they're going to go in and do the photos over 2 weeks. And then in their personal time, their part of the project is to go and research around them, to do that background research alongside the information that they're given by the person whose photo it is. So they'll be adding sort of the context, I suppose, the historical context, alongside that person's own story. So it'll be really exciting.
That is really, really fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Let's have some music.
Let's do it.
Okay. I think we're going to have some... I know we're going to have some Supremes. Stop in the Name of Love. Now, this was a power girl band, wasn't it, back in the day?
You're not kidding.
Yeah. They just... they came along and just swept the competition apart, didn't they?
Pretty much, actually, yeah. There were a lot of girl bands around at the time, but they certainly rose to the top, no doubt about that.
Yeah, and then we will finish that little section of adverts with Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart, something I know that you in the rugby club would be dancing to, no question, right,
Jack? It's on our winning playlist. We win that on.
It's your champion's tune.
On the bus on the way home.
Oh, wonderful, here we go.
Older and wiser with Age-Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyireland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Older and Wiser segment. We've got the lovely Jack from Age UK Isle of Wight with us talking about the We Tomorrow project, which... just looks like a phenomenal piece of education. Sorry. Do you know, in the third hour, I always get a bit lispy and tongue-tied. Because I'm just tired from talking. Bless me.
I totally understandable.
So, Jack, tell us some more interesting stuff about your project.
Yes, so this basically is an extension of part of the intergenerational work and sort of young volunteers that we do at Age UK.
Yeah.
That's why I was sort of asked to do it in the first place. That's where the project sort of came about from. That's been going on now. Well, it was originally started by Helen about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's quite an established piece of work for us now. And we have talks about Age UK and things like that, so we're still busy with those sort of things. This was something completely new and perhaps a new direction for that sort of work, I think.
Yeah, well, it's it sounds wonderful that you're bringing the digital age and mixing it with the past.
Definitely, and we've got the digital project as well at Age UK, which makes that so much more accessible.
Yeah.
You think we have young volunteers that work with the digital project as well. Older people, either in their homes or at drop-ins.
Yeah.
And then we have our regular volunteers going out and working with older people as well. But this is one of the first times that we've got a big group of younger people and a big group of older people and are going to put them together. So I'm sure some of you have seen the the shows that have been on telly, the sort of caring for four-year-olds and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's our first go at something of that ilk, I suppose.
This is
I assume it's a success, which I'm sure it will be, actually, because it's too good an idea not to be. Is there other plans to continue it in the future, or is this just going to be a one-off project?
I think if it's a success, which I don't see any reason why it won't be, I think it's definitely the right route to be going down in terms of the intergenerational work. Is rather than awareness, it's trying to get people together and actually start facilitating these relationships, because in a society I think generally we are losing those. I mean, families don't tend to live together into old age with younger people and grandparents, and you know, as work spread out and we can travel further around the world, people get disconnected, and I think it's a good way to try and build some of those connections back up.
Well, I imagine the college would be keen to make a sort of a fairly regular part of the curriculum, frankly, because
the benefits for both sides are vast, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's giving them lots of skills, lots of skills they probably otherwise aren't going to develop outside of those educational ones. And where it's a big European project as well, it's great for the Isle of Wight, because sometimes that bit of water does sort of enclose on people. I've met young people that haven't travelled off the island before, and we've got people from all over Europe, all different schools, coming over to the island next week to come and speak to some of the students here.
And
they'll be studying similar courses abroad, so that'll be a real opportunity as well. So it's a bit of a win-win, I think, overall.
It seems like you're broadening horizons,
as
well as the intergenerational education and all the benefits, and kind of, you know, decreasing loneliness for the older generations.
Yeah, definitely. I think through the project, that was the main aim, was to try and cut this loneliness and isolation, which is so rife on the Isle of Wight. Where especially spread out in sort of villages and towns that might not have great connectivity, great bus routes, those sort of things. It was about trying to identify, do we have a young person that lives near there that would be willing to just pop in for half an hour a week? And this is tackling it a different way, but this is a group that might get isolated through the conditions they have. Can we find a way to stimulate their mind? And the young people are going to be able to help us do that through the skills that they've already got through their college work. So
it's, remember last time on the show you were saying that some areas of the island you're a bit sort of short on volunteers for. Is that still the case? Or
absolutely, generally they are the similar sort of areas. Places like out in the West White, around there, generally we struggle. Ventnor Way, we normally have quite a good collection in sort of Ryde, Newport, Sandown and Shanklin, but it does tend to be those places, and also the smaller towns that might not be on a bus route.
Out of the way,
you know, you're out of your way places. Those can be really difficult for people to connect to.
So if someone's interested in volunteering, whether they're a young person or any age, you know, you've got dog walking opportunities, you've got phoning elderly people, visiting them, how can they get in contact with Age UK?
So the best way to get in contact is still probably for our telephone number, which is 525282. Then you can ask to speak to either me or a member of the GNS team who coordinate the volunteers. And then we'll get you on track with something you want to do. And there is a real array of opportunities. It could be something really one-off, like just popping in and, like you say, doing a bit of dog walking, picking up a bit of shopping. Or it could be something a bit more intense, maybe going in for an hour a week to have a chat and a real catch-up with someone. That can be really beneficial for someone's life. But it's about what you can do, not what we want you to do. It's about what you're happy to offer. So I think that's the main thing there.
I think with all of your projects and your initiatives as well, in some ways, let's say people in the more youthful side of society who are still functioning, older people, you know, so for example, those in residential care homes or with dementia, they kind of are written off, aren't they?
I think so. Some sort of, it's sort of out of sight. People don't even know these places are there.
No.
We have a young man called Josh. He pops into an activity. He does activities in the care home in Ryde. It's somewhere that never ever would have been otherwise. It's down sort of the back end of a road that you'd never go down, and you'd never have known about it. And he's with that, and he's been doing it for nearly 2 years, and he loves going in every week. So,
and what's wonderful is your initiatives, they kind of open up that world to the person who's let's say isolated, but it also highlights that people can't be written off. You know, for example, you may be looking after an elderly chap who was active, you know, after the Second World War, or let's say went to the Isle of Wight Festival and has all these stories. You know, that it's just things kind of are more hidden, aren't they? You need to access them.
Sometimes people have lots of stories, but they haven't told anyone them.
You know,
they don't feel confident to tell anyone.
It's that personal history.
Or even worse, they might not have anyone to tell them to.
That's it,
you know, some
it?
People are so lonely and isolated, they won't see people from weeks on end, and The saddest story I heard was of a lady who actually her main source of conversation was to the till clerk when she went shopping. And I don't think that's hugely uncommon in people. Generally, people won't tell you if they're isolated or upset or, you know, depressed, lonely, those sort of things. They're not things we share, especially if we've got no one to share them with. So,
it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it can be really positive, and the effect it can have on someone, it is huge.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure, as usual, to have you in, Jack.
Pleasure to be here.
Lovely, lovely. Age UK are doing, on the island, you're doing so many fantastic projects. Do you have, let's say, do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, so we have a Facebook page, which is Age UK Isle of Wight, on the search bar. We have a Twitter, which is AGEUKIW, and we are also available through the phone number, which is 525282, for any queries or concerns. Hopefully we'll be able to help you out.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Well, thank you. Next up, the lovely Kevin is in for the Tea Time Show. Oh, there he is. He's not waving at us again.
No, he's ignoring us today.
Well, how very dare he? He's got some good, crazy stuff on his show. And next week, during our wonderful Wednesday afternoon show, we have an hour of Keep Fit. I know, right, Jack?
Keep Fit.
Live Keep Fit.
In the studio.
Yeah, so tune in. You need to be wearing spandex for this.
Okay.
Send us a photograph. And we'll get you on Facebook.
I better not.
Oh, and thank you everyone at home for listening to us. It's been a real pleasure, hasn't it, John?
Yeah, it's been a great show.
We always have a lovely time, don't we?
We do, yeah.
And we hope that you've loved our empowering female music. We've got Kate Bush running up that hill to lead us out of the show. Bye-bye.
Older and wiser with Age Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.